The Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say?
shut up.
We have some early morning traffic issues in here with a report. Our on-the-scene reporter, Jesse Lynn.
Yeah, good morning. So, guys, if you are traveling on Zelda Road, if you just come off the Ann Street exit off of I-85 northbound, you're going to run into a complication this morning. There's some power lines down, and power crews are on the scene. It is covering all of Zelda. So, right there, right after you pass Montgomery Eye Physicians, that Wells Fargo bank right there, you might hit a little hiccup this morning. They are turning traffic around. So, just a heads up for you guys.
All right. And we'll get more from Skipper a little bit later. And we now resume our regular program.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, because I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made a evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says your dog bite, no child knows.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been. He played,
found him out, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, we don't fight, no child, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio?
that's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 6.
Stand by.
News. I'm Chris Foster.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated.
President Biden directing the Federal Emergency Management Agency to help create community coronavirus vaccination centers. Dr. Anthony Fauci, kept on as a member of the Biden coronavirus team, says he took no pleasure of being put in a position of contradicting the president before.
The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
President Biden today signs executive orders starting the process toward a $15 minimum wage for federal contractors and increasing food assistance to the most needy Americans. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell suggests delaying President Trump's impeachment trial to next month to give his lawyers time to prepare. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that'll be taken under consideration. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Way Until Wake Up at 6:06 on a very rainy morning. Rich's forecast coming up.
Excellent way to remember the 2021 inauguration. No, it's not a photo of Biden giving his address or Lady Gaga performing the national anthem. Introducing, from the same folks that brought you all those commemorative plates, it's the Bernie Sanders sitting by himself wearing a giant coat and mittens statue. Put him on your deck, next to your gas grill, or on your front porch in a rocking chair, or even riding shotgun in your car so you can drive in the carpool lane. Now you can keep the memory of the 2021 inauguration alive for years to come. The Bernie Sanders sitting by himself wearing a giant coat and mittens statue. Get yours today.
I'm Bernie Sanders and I approve this message.
Today's Friday.
This is my favorite day.
Today's the last day of our week.
Do I have to be at work?
Yes, you'll have to work hard.
And then guess what?
It's the
weekend.
Now the weekend is always great.
Great. This is the weekend.
That's something to
get excited about.
I mean, it is the weekend.
All right, let's get this show on the road.
And it's
showtime. At 6:08, who brings the thunder? Morning.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Well, we have a lot of rain. There is no thunder in the state, but it's very wet.
I meant that euphemistically.
How'd you like going out in the rain this morning, Chase, to go potty? Do you like that? Rain mainly this morning, and if you look at the radar right this second, every square inch of the radar is covered with rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. I think by lunchtime, rain should be just about out of here. High today, around 60. Cloudy this evening, clearing overnight, low 39. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. My pick of the letter day of the weekend. A nice day, high 61. Sunday will be in the low 60s, too. Chance of showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. But the rain chances go up on Monday. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, particularly Monday evening, Monday night. Some of those may be on the strong side. Right now this morning, I see the airport has reported 0.64 on the 24-hour rainfall now. And about, half an inch in the last 3 hours. It's 55 degrees with rain falling at 6:10.
Digital rain gauge boy reporting a departure from the residence this morning. It was 0.43. We were just catching up to you.
I'm at 0.49, right.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
You know what would hit the spot on a morning like this?
What would?
Breakfast.
Oh, breakfast, yeah.
Well, I mean, we just had breakfast here, but I'm talking about the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company has been open now for about 11 minutes, and they were ready to serve you a delicious breakfast, just like Mama would make. Well, just like Greg would make, too. Located on Averett Drive behind Mexico Typical, just off Taylor Road, a little south of Vaughan, you can go to breakfast, or you can wait and maybe check out their lunch later on. You know, go to their Facebook page, see their daily offerings. They change every day. It's a family-friendly atmosphere. They're open from 6 to 2 on Tuesday through Friday, which would be today. Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 2, and closed on Monday. But on Saturday, you can get breakfast all day long, which is really nice, you know. Yellowhammer has a lot of healthy choice, tasty options as well. So if you're trying to, in this new year, you know, maintain your weight goal, they can help you do it without compromising your taste buds. At the Yellowhammer Restaurant Company, you can call them in advance, 649-1737. And right now, some home cooking close to what Mama made. We're going to give away a gift certificate to caller number one.
Right. Let's do, it's Friday. I'm feeling kind of generous this morning. Okay. How about we do caller six?
Okay, you picked the number. You'll also have to
I'm going to have to answer the phone, so let me scoot chairs.
272-9628.
Jay has not made it up the stairs yet. I mean, that sounds like he's infirm or something. That's not the case.
No.
That sounded vulgar, too.
Not it.
Anyway, he's busy doing something downstairs.
Very important.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the things just arrived, and that's our local news. 272-9228. And we're not going to move the show forward until we see those phone lines explode.
That's all you got to do is just call in.
With excited callers. Hey, well, I need a pontoon for my bike today. You think it'll let up by...
I think by lunchtime. It's just about over.
I love hearing that. All right, let's take them as they come in, shall we?
Okay.
Can we have a little phone call music, please?
Phone call music. We're looking for caller six.
All right, so far you are caller one. 272-9228.
Gotta wake everybody up this morning.
Yeah. Free food. I mean, we're talking Yellowhammer here, $15. You can stuff yourself senseless.
All right. There's caller two.
Phone is going crazy here.
Caller two.
And there's caller three.
Keep dialing.
Don't say you never win anything unless you try. You got it? Caller four.
Caller five. And here we go.
And with whom are we speaking?
This is Gary G.
Hey, Gary G.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I can't believe this.
Yep.
Congratulations.
This is fabulous.
You are caller six.
Great job, guys.
$15 goes a long way at Yellowhammer Restaurant Company. It's
fabulous place.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And so you're the winner, and congratulations.
Well, I'm glad. Thank you so much. You made my day.
We're glad, too, because we know you're a loyal listener. We love you. You're a great guy.
Hang on. And you got to hang tight.
Now you get to talk to Jesse privately. Do with it what you will.
Hey,
all right, time 6:13.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Oh, this is a beautiful thing, and we're going to talk about it on TV in just a bit.
Okay.
Money can buy happiness. Yeah. We don't even have to give you the details. We can do it right here.
This station presents... No. Really? Wow.
A new study finds that making more money really does make people happier.
No!
Because when you have lots of money, you don't stress about paying your bills.
Really?
And having extra money to buy things that bring you joy makes you happy.
Wow!
Now we know whoever said money can't buy happiness didn't have either.
This has been... No! Really? Wow!
Yeah, that was a study done at the University of Pennsylvania. So, they found that people who say money can buy happiness outnumber those who say it can't. I don't know if happiness is the right word. I think...
Security.
Security, joy. Like that,
yeah. Less stress.
Peace of mind.
But I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I think it was at the Baumhauers, as Jacqueline Tomlinson would say.
The Baumhauers.
And basically, my thinking was... So I was talking to somebody about the South Florida days, and I said, you know, it's great to put yourself in a position to earn really great money, but you have to believe that you deserve it, or you will sabotage it, like I did.
Mm. No, I got you.
You have to have a healthy self-esteem.
Right.
I wish I could be one of the guys who says, yeah, well, I want more than this, you know, and then they go in and ask for it. I've never really asked for a raise.
Let me see.
At the Fountain Diner.
I've never asked for a raise. However, I've been in on contract talks before.
Uh-huh.
And I've never actually gone into the, hey, I need a raise.
And the thing is, if I just had a better sense of self, I would have done even better. But I just, and besides, before I got sober, I was constantly in trouble. So they kind of had me under the thumb. Like one day, and this is not long after I had been called on the carpet for some catastrophe I caused, they put a 3-year contract out there with, you know, for really good money. And I'm thinking, why are they doing this? You know, why are they... They just told me the other day they couldn't wait to fire me. Now they want to give me all this. I was never able to make the equation there. But that was the right time for them to do that, because what could I say? I'm in so much trouble, I better take it, right? Here's a random call at 617.
Hey, good morning, Gregory.
David.
Hey, you know, probably the one of the few truthful things I've ever heard come out of Oprah Winfrey's mouth was she was asked about the very thing you're talking about, and she said, "Money just brings you creature comfort. It doesn't bring you contentment or happiness."
No, that has to begin within.
Yeah.
Let's bow our heads now.
Yes.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, I think it is true that money doesn't bring happiness or contentment, but you know, it can bring. You can purchase nice things to make your life more comfortable.
Oh,
but
yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, you know, there's no happiness or contentment to be found there.
Well, you know, you get it, then you go out and buy all this stuff, these toys that, okay, but I got all this, but something's still not right.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
However, the answer may be as close as the state of Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the drawing there tonight. David, thank you for the call. Listen.
But I didn't win the Powerball. Playing Mega Millions now, and I hope that I win it all. I will never work again on a permanent vacation, and I'll buy the biggest house that anybody ever saw. Instantly rich, lottery win.
State officials sit around with their thumbs up their butts today.
La, 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 la,
Alabama residents will be pouring over the border to spend their money.
Yes, sir.
And educate kids in Georgia. Yes, when are we going to stop the dumbassery here?
Exactly.
I've never heard that put that way.
Well, it is. It really is
insane. I must agree.
Especially now they've raised the gas tax. They've got a property tax increase rammed through. What next?
Well, the tax increases that will come down from the executive orders from Joe Biden. So we'll lose more take-home pay.
Yeah, there's that. I just think, I look at the lottery as this. I don't look at it as gambling. I think the reason they are so successful is people cannot comprehend the odds against them. Think about it.
Right.
You know, I can, so if I have a 1 in 4 chance, let's say we have a drawing amongst the four of us for something. That's exciting because I know I got a 1 in 4 mm-hmm. chance to win. But people will buy a ticket for a $10 million drawing, and they think they have a 1 in 10 million chance, and that's not the case. It's more like 1 in 41. But mathematically, if you buy a second ticket, it doesn't cut the odds in half. It's still 2 out of 14, whatever million it is.
You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning.
Yes.
Much better chance.
Which I've almost had happen.
I've been close.
Well, you were struck by lightning in here.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had one about that close down in Florida, too.
Oh, I bet.
I just put up a little play tower for Goose in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. I mean, wood, a little playhouse at the top, mm-hmm. fun for kids. And the day after its erection, a big tree nearby got split in half. And I thought, man, what happened? What would That's happen lightning. If the kids were up yeah. in that thing?
Yeah.
So I had to spend another $150 to have it moved.
Oh, no.
That was just too close for my comfort.
Yeah. So, that's the lightning capital of the world, just about.
It is.
Yeah.
6:22, we're going to get some local news and come right back. We didn't welcome Jay properly.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
How you doing?
That's the reason I didn't say anything, because I'd been introduced properly. So, to me, I was not here.
That's my fault. We had Cheos here with the Yellowhammer giveaway and all kinds of
Would other. You check your rainfall in Prattville, Alabama?
I sure will.
Thank you, buddy.
Let me do that for you right now.
I just have 0.67 in East Montgomery right now.
I got 0.66.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. They got the preferred rainfall.
Yeah.
Up there in Prattville.
A preferred community.
6:22, TV is coming up next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey's statewide mask mandate has been extended until March 5th. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 202,000 coronavirus vaccine doses have now been administered across the state. Montgomery Public School officials have announced the passing of another teacher. Park Crossing High School has lost coach DeCarlos Perkins. Counseling and support staff is available for students and employees. This is the third teacher death in Montgomery County this week. And a Montgomery man wanted for murder has been arrested in Escambia County. Authorities say that Pierre Woods was found in a home in the 2700 block of Massachusetts Avenue in Escambia County. Woods was wanted for murder and the death of Joshua Thompson last November. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This Friday is just like last Friday.
I was a little nervous, but I think it's going rather well, don't you?
Nobody came here because they're a fan of me. They came here because they're your fan.
Okay, well, I'm happy
so
to talk to
you. So anything you
this...
say, they're going to go along with that. So.
Well, I think you're in... I think
well,
that's
it's true. It's true. These are Dr. Phil fans.
Oh, listen,
not Thomas
you should read my message boards.
I've now been in 57 states.
And I just found out I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
What? All right, we are at 6:25, and we will be joining our friends on the Alabama News Network, Alabama Rising. Ryan, I can hear Ryan, and who else?
I think it's Andrew.
Andrew. Mm-hmm.
And we'll just go with them when we hear the first word.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they'll probably give us a little bit of a countdown.
They've been trying to do that each day, so thank goodness.
6:25.
So we don't accidentally step on them.
And as Rich mentioned a few moments ago, the radar is filled with green, not money.
And a little bit of yellow and a little bit of orange.
Mm.
Yep. Come here. Come here. Come here.
Joe?
Come here. Come here. I want to put you on TV. Come here. Come here.
Come here. He is not paying. He is like, uh-uh.
No.
They say money can't buy you happiness, but it can certainly help make things a little less stressful. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
good morning. Friday mornings morning. Always make things a little bit less stressful as well.
Friday morning helps.
Yeah.
Andrew, can I borrow $100?
We're talking about trying to de-stress, not stress me out.
Right, exactly.
He's married. He has no money.
See, oh, there you go.
See, Ryan, it says if you take your six-figure income and then double it, you're going to be happier.
Can I share a life?
Well, I would be. I mean...
Can I share a life lesson?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Words of wisdom
this
from
how life,
Father Greg.
Life can happen.
What if we all just said no? Do you think he would still share it?
No.
No, he wouldn't.
I would roll out of the picture and slink off in shame.
Then we'd hear
all it takes.
A wallow.
Go ahead.
You know, a little bit about my story. The biggest paycheck I ever got was for my first day on a job, and they gave me a check for $25,000.
Yeah.
And here I am, I'm getting paid all this money to work 5 hours a day to do what? To have a little fun, hang out with some fun people. And inside, I mean, that was cool, but I really didn't believe that I was worth that. And 10 years later, I found myself working in a little diner in South Florida as a waiter because I had worked my way out of the business and I needed to have some cash coming in. And I remember getting a lot more excited about a $5 bill because I had worked that table so hard.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean about changing perspective. Mm-hmm. Life right now is great because it's a nice, happy medium. And
well, we were just talking before we went to you folks that about the... What's the word we're looking for? It's the comfort level of
it's comfort level. It's not happiness, but it's just you're comfortable.
Yeah,
like contentment.
Content would be a good word.
You know, the house is paid, the car is paid now, and the dog's
I
got
think
dog
that's
food.
Only in Rich's life.
Yeah,
I think that's only in Rich Thomas's life.
That's more than content. Rich is like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and me and Jesse Lynn are like, I got a house payment, a car payment,
a trailer payment. Horses still got to be fed.
Is anybody holding a ticket for the Mega Millions?
No, but I might drive to Georgia after this show.
Oh, my God. It'd be worth a drive.
Uh-huh. Not in this state.
Yeah. You know, and the sad thing is that while they've raised our gas taxes here and our property taxes, thousands of Alabamians will be crossing the border today to go over there and educate Georgia's school kids with our money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
true.
Wrong.
Crazy.
Yeah, we'll be the 57th state.
What's the deal? You either play it or you don't. No, it's not mandatory. Right. Taxes are mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Lottery drawing is not. That's just my Jay, back to you.
I agree.
And now back to you.
He's the operations manager, so we can go to him for a raise.
What, yeah. Can't we? We can go to you.
Yeah, that's right. He is the operations.
Denied. Denied.
But
notice I didn't ask anything, so.
And notice I didn't deny you anything.
Exactly. So, still in the running. Yay.
Well, I think, you know, what we all really like is to be able to pay our bills and have enough extra to go out to a nice dinner once in a while, maybe right. buy a little luxury item yeah. here and there. And if that's, that's, I'm happy with that.
When I stop looking at prices in the grocery store, I really don't pay.
You're a bachelor, though.
Yeah.
See, I got to think about a wife and a stepson and a daughter in Florida. So every dime I spend... I'd rather spend for them than I'm.
Hey, he's got Chase, and dogs are not cheap.
No, they're not.
No, they're
yeah, and they're not a tax write-off like kids and spouses either.
Exactly. So. Yeah, Chase.
Why can't you be a dependent?
Even though I try, my accountant goes, "Are you an idiot?" I'm like, "Well, you know, they get more of my income than I do." So
Brian makes a great point, though, and the fact is, there is no kind of happiness you can get with money that your dog or pet will give you when they look at you with those big, trusting eyes.
Listen, you know, when I had two dogs die of cancer, but and it, I would have paid any, I would have taken a second mortgage on the house.
Exactly.
For anything to keep those dogs alive.
As a thank you for all the joy they bring on a regular basis.
I heard a rap.
Absolutely. A rap, where?
Truly a family member, every pet is. You guys have a great Friday, though, and we will catch up with you guys on Monday.
Sounds great, guys.
Thanks. Good weekend.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Starting at 6? I'm just looking at the after picture there on the delay.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool on the
delay. Why is it this chair makes me feel like I'm sitting up straight, but when you look at it on TV, it looks like I was poured into it. We need to figure why that is the case. Don't forget the butt paste! That's the new battle cry in this show. Jacqueline Tomlinson introduced us to this remarkable product from Adams Drugs.
I have no diaper rash at all.
That's great.
Going back to when they first formulated this miracle product, and, you know, pharmacists can do that. They can. This is an amazing cure for diaper rash. And as Rich said, he has had no signs of it.
None.
But it's also a great skin conditioner. We're just giving you a heads up. I mean, if your skin is dry or flaky or you're having any issues like that, try it. It really does work on all skin conditions. And all the ingredients are right there on the side. Of course, Adams Drugs would love to have you there to fill your prescriptions. They can make that happen. If you found out last year that having your scripts in a big box store or a giant store where you have to sometimes wait in line to get in, that could come back. You know, we have no idea what the future is going to bring. Having a place that can fill your prescriptions and bring them out to your car, deliver them to your home, or walk in and enjoy and pick up whatever you need over the counter, Adams Drugs has 12 locations that can provide that, and pharmacists that have time to answer important questions about your health. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Timeline for the 22nd of January next at 6:33.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are still very light traffic-wise all over the area this morning. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka looking really good right now. No problems there. In Montgomery, we've got a little congestion East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up to I-85. Little incoming traffic on Atlanta Highway headed to Madison on into downtown. And we're a little congested at I-65 on Southwest Boulevard. That's about it. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery this morning. Keep it here for more updates. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:35 with the timeline for the 22nd day of January, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
The 22nd day of the month is the 343 days left in the year. It's Answer Your Cat's Questions Day. What is this all about? Answer Your Cat's Questions.
We need to ask Rosie if her cats ask her questions.
Cats don't seem to care. I mean, that's my observation. We peacefully coexist on this planet. National Hot Sauce Day.
You know what I have in my car? I have a bottle of Baumhauer's hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that stuff is delicious.
We should give that away today.
Okay.
On National Hot Sauce Day.
Yes.
It's National Blonde Brownie Day. What is Blonde Brownie?
That's a brownie that is looks like a cookie dough.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh. Okay.
It's blonde.
Except it has more flour in it so that it's chewier.
I see. 1901, Queen Victoria dies. Her 63-year reign, the longest in British history, saw the growth of an empire on which the sun never set. Sun does set on the British Empire now. I think it does.
Well, what empire? The colonies that made them an empire, like India. You forget how much world turf they used to...
South Africa.
South Africa. They've
still got Australia and Canada. 1905, the first Russian Revolution begins. I saw a great special last night on the Tsar. You know, the Tsar... And his sick son... And then the nutcase that said he could cure
Rasputin, the sun. Yeah, the guy Rasputin. Looks like Jack Dorsey from Twitter. Check it out. Do a side-by-side on those two.
92 years ago, 1929, the New York Yankees announced that they would put numbers on the back of uniforms, becoming the first baseball team to do so. First numbers were in their position of their batting order. For instance, Babe Ruth was number 3. Lou Gehrig was...
4.
4. 1930, excavation begins in New York City for the Empire State Building. Saw an interesting special on the Empire State Building last night.
Yeah, they built that in a year and a half.
They did.
Think about that. That's amazing.
They did it in the Depression. There he is. There's Rasputin. You got him up on the screen here.
Yeah, what a nutcase. I'm going to show you just how much he and Jack Dorsey looked like each other.
He was a... he had a huge sexual appetite, this nutcase right there. 1952, the first nude beach opens in the United States. If you're looking for ugly people, go to a nude beach because there is nobody good looking
I'm told.
There's a bunch in Florida. You know what we did one time? And we did it with the boss. Our not Jay.
Naked?
But the buttery one.
Yeah.
Because he's a pilot. Mm-hmm. So one day...
Oh, you went over a nude beach?
Yeah, I didn't know where we were going. Yeah. I was still new to the area, yeah. So we're up about 2,000 feet going along the coastline. This is take a look down and see if you notice anything about those people who are sunbathing down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, some of them needed haircuts.
It's getting warm in here. 1959, Buddy Holly makes his last recording in New York. He died in a plane crash less than 2 weeks later on the day the music died. On the date of 1968, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. I feel like doing this here with
Gary Owens.
Started the career of Ruth Buzzy, Goldie Hawn, Steve Martin, Rob Reiner, Lily Tomlin, Joanne Worley. Now our song of the day. School of Broadcasting students, what do you say we do something fun? We haven't played any bubblegum for a long time. Bubblegum group out of Linden, New Jersey. Bobby Bloom wrote this song. Another Spring of 69 song. The Ramones redid it in 83. You're an Indian giver. Back the W gave to me. 1910. Fruit Gum Company.
I can still remember. It wasn't long ago. Things you used to tell me. You said I had to know. That you loved me and that you always would. Then I said I loved you. You said that that was good. Girl, you made a promise. Said you'd never want me to go. Oh, no. Indian giver, Indian giver. You took your love away from me. Indian giver, Indian giver. Took back the love you gave to me.
Good stuff. It's just like disco. People, I hate disco. I hate bubblegum. Liars.
Baby, you remember Simon Says was their first song. What else did they have?
1, 2, 3, Red Light.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, Red Light.
Yummy,
oh
yummy,
God.
Yummy. I got love in my tongue.
That was not them, but yeah, the Ohio Players. Yeah. I see what you're saying about the Rasputin and the Twitter guy. Look at that.
Yeah, and wait till you see the caption I put.
Okay.
I'm going to work on that while you're finishing the time.
On this date in 1973, former President Lyndon Baines Johnson dies in Johnson City, Texas at the age of 64. I was watching the live newscast with Walter Cronkite when they handed him a telephone, and he broke the news live on the CBS Evening News. That's the way it is. 1973, same day, the Supreme Court handed down Roe versus Wade. This legalized abortions in the first 6 months of pregnancies. States could not prohibit abortions during the first trimester, but they could regulate the procedure in the second trimester. 37 years ago, 1984, Ridley Scott directed a commercial for Apple, the Apple Macintosh computer, for Super Bowl 18. Are they still, Jay, as expensive, a Mac? They're a lot more expensive than...
They're still expensive. I mean, they haven't really...
They haven't changed prices much.
Not really.
Yeah.
They've only either gotten more expensive, but they haven't gotten less. I can tell you that.
I think this computer I paid roughly around $1,100.
Is that a Mac?
Yeah. It's a Mac Air.
Geez, my little Dell only cost me $700, but it doesn't have a DVD player in it.
No, anymore. They don't do that anymore.
You have to buy the...
Yeah, you have to buy the
plug-in.
Yeah, right.
I dragged it all the way down to Florida with about 60 DVDs, you know, just for spare time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tapping the side waiting for the thing to pop
out.
Yeah,
me too.
How many DVDs did you travel down to Florida with?
Well, about 20.
You said 60. I was like, how much free time you got down there?
Yeah, for real.
I wanted to have choices, okay?
I gotcha.
I was going to watch that many, but if I was in the movie...
You barely watch DVDs at home.
I know. If I
remember you had one stuck in there? Or was it Spinal Tap.
It was in there for 2 years.
Oh, God.
2 years in living room DVD player.
Oh, my Lord.
On this date in 94, Telly Savalas died in Universal City, California, 3 days after turning 70... leaving Jennifer Aniston without a godfather. He was the godfather for Jennifer Aniston. 97, Madeleine Albright, first female Secretary of State. 98, Unabomber Ted Kaczynski pleads guilty and returned for a sentence of life in prison without parole. He's in Colorado, Supermax prison.
2005, Donald Trump marries his third wife, Melania. He was 58. She was 34. Now he's 74, and she's 50.
When, in the 80s, Trump's marriages were always kind of a, you know, a fun topic.
Right.
On the air. The one that got the, if I recall correctly, the one that got the most attention was Marla Maples.
I think
he left wife number one for her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How do you like the caption on that now?
Let's see. One of these two megalomaniacs. What's it? Power control people. The other is Rasputin.
That's funny.
That's good. That's good. Go to Greg's Facebook page and take a look at the CEO of Twitter and Rasputin. 2008, Heath Ledger died of an accidental prescription drug overdose. He was 28 years old.
That was 13 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
2010, Conan O'Brien accepted NBC's $45 million buyout and made his final appearance as host of The Tonight Show.
Hey, that's even worse than me getting a $25,000 check.
$45 million buyout.
Because I was still expected to work. He got $45 million to just go away.
Go away.
Hey, and I have a price. I'm having a sale. If you want me to go away, $500,000 cash.
You say, I will get you right out of here?
Won't have to look at me again.
2012, legendary Penn State football coach Joe Paterno died of lung cancer. He was 85 following his firing due to the Jerry Sandusky scandal. We have some birthdays here. An actor who played Francis on Malcolm in the Middle, Christopher Matherson, is 41. DJ Jazzy Jeff is 56. Linda Blair is 62. I can only think of her in one movie.
The prison movie?
No. No, The Exorcist.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Ted Gentry from Alabama is 69, the group Alabama. Steve Perry is 72, the original Journey singer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. We're 23 days to Valentine's Day, 57 days until spring, 68 days until MLB football, and college football is back with a full slate of Saturday games in 226 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. It is 6:46. Our rocket scientist of the day, we announced that earlier, that is, I guess, the University of Pennsylvania, for the study that said, yes, money can buy happiness. Right. We sometimes do that as a way of announcing intelligence or kind of having a little fun at somebody's expense. In fact, there were a bunch of nominations for today. I picked that one because we were doing it on TV. Yeah. We have other things like, which of your hobbies could you spin into a career? A company that's hiring full-time candy tasters at $24 an hour. What's the most messed up thing you did as a kid and still regret? And, by the way, your boss could be wearing a wristband that'll tell him if you're in a bad mood.
Oh.
Maybe we should get the buttery one for...
I think he's in a good mood today.
Well, he's got to be in a good mood after the numbers came out yesterday. Yes, and we thank you on this show on behalf of all of us.
Yeah, we really do.
You are the smartest among all radio listeners. Applied Security is the company that can batten down the hatches, so to speak, at your home or business, protect you with easy but incredibly effective security systems that and monthly monitoring starting under $30 a month. Now, if you're paying more than that, or if your system is complicated, you'd like to switch to something a little more user-friendly, call them at 279-8338. At least consult with them to see if you can't improve not only the security you have, but pay less per month for monitoring. 279-8338. Mark and Vicky have four full decades plus of experience in security. So they know their stuff. They're local, a phone call away at 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Take a look at the radar, folks. Look at that radar.
Man, it's rare that you see it that wall-to-wall.
I know. And Chase, again, I'm sorry that we had to go out in the rain this morning to go potty. I mean, I didn't. You did.
My chihuahua was not happy about it.
Rain this morning, mainly this morning. I think by lunchtime, most of it's out of here. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with a high around 60. Cloudy this evening, clearing overnight, but it's going to be a slow process, I think. Overnight, low 39. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Nice day. High tomorrow, 61. Sunday's high also in the low 60s. Chance of showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, but showers and thunderstorms become likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, when some of the storms could be on the strong side. We're going to be watching that. Right now, this morning, light rain falling out at the airport. It's 55 degrees, 649.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I just got a text from Mrs. Rutabag. You mentioned that Telly Savalas died on this date.
Mm-hmm.
She was in New York City once. We did a show not long ago about chance celebrity encounters. Always a good time filler. Everybody's met somebody famous once. She was in New York City, and this guy bumped into her so hard, it knocked her to the ground. Mm-hmm. And she looked up, and it was Telly.
Is that right?
And he was very nice and very kind in getting her back up and...
I like hearing that.
Dusted off, but did not offer her a sucker. So he may be nice, but he's cheap.
What was his tagline? What did he say all the time?
Who's your baby something, Jay?
Telly Savalas.
Oh, who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby? Yeah. I tried that in nightclubs. It didn't work.
It's, yeah.
650.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have a lot of folks headed into Montgomery this morning, but overall, we're still light to moderate. We've got a little congestion East Boulevard from Vaughn Road to I-85, and we're a little heavy on the 31s this morning, folks headed into Montgomery. I-65 at 85, light to mostly moderate traffic, but no incidents there. Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka all reporting green lights this morning so far. Well, lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassles. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
You know, I've learned one lesson in life, Jay, and that is there isn't any moment that you can experience that can't become a good magazine column.
Well, yeah.
And you'll get some insights on how they do it at MPB, but I have written a column called Merry Crashmas, and it's all about filling up the old family truckster with Christmas cheer and gifts and having, you know, going down my checklist and making sure everything's ready and then having a damn deer leap out of the middle of the road at 3:40 in the morning and changing plans quickly. But I'll tell you what, the job they did, and nobody's surprised, we've had the results, we've all experienced the results time after time. Good as new, maybe better. It's not just a cute slogan, it is the result you can depend on from MPB. It's their standards. Donnie and Brandon, you know, when Donnie opened MPB over 4.5 decades ago, he said, we're going to fix everything, we're going to stick to a high standard. No shortcuts, and we will not sign off and return the car to the owner until we're 100% certain that they're going to be 100% satisfied. That's the effort. And not just that. It's like you get a car back, and you can see all the nicely repaired and repainted spots, but the rest of the car looks dingy. They try to restore the whole vehicle for you to whatever extent they can so that it's a real memorable moment, because having a car accident is an inconvenience at the very minimum. Their number is 27REC with a W on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded once again in Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish. The choices are endless. And, of course, Alabama and Auburn decor as well. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New truckloads are arriving frequently. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Open 7 days a week. Hey, visit the DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
License number 15033.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy. The NFL playoffs get serious this weekend. We'll find out who's going to go to the Super Bowl. The challenge for the NFL, do enough people care?
This Sunday, the Buccaneers take on the Packers on Fox. Then the Bills and the Chiefs on CBS. One thing's for sure, 60 Minutes ain't gonna be on.
Yeah, because they drag these games out to get more commercials into the mix. So they usually take about 3.5
easy
hours to play.
So the Super Bowl's in Miami this year? Is that right?
Is it? I don't know.
I
stopped caring. Okay. But
No, that was...
It's Tampa, I think, this year.
No, Tampa. Okay.
This year, I think this helps the NFL. One thing that helps them is you've got teams... Green Bay is kind of... Nobody really hates Green Bay. That's kind of an NFL legend.
Right.
They haven't spoiled themselves with silly behavior. You got Tampa with Tom Brady. He's got a lot of fans. A lot of people would like to see him go out with a flourish, win a Super Bowl at age 50 or whatever he is these days. And then on the other side, you got the Bills, who haven't been there in almost 30 years. But when they did get there, lost 4 Super Bowls in a row.
I remember that.
So there's a chance for redemption for those guys. The Chiefs, though, they're really good. I don't know that Buffalo's going to have much of a chance.
Did they lose their quarterback at the end of last
game? I think he's playing.
Is he going to play?
Mahomes, he was concussed, I guess, in last week's game. Jesse has a story about, is it Barf Brooks?
It is. It is. So many of y'all know he was at, our now President Joe Biden's inauguration. And he did actually have a very nice performance of Amazing Grace. But there's more attention being drawn to his hair plugs than the song. So here's some quotes and comments on Twitter. Between Biden and Garth Brooks, it's a huge day in America for hair plugs. So, because it was posting before and after pictures of Garth and Biden.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
and another one quotes, they forgot to swear in Garth Brooks' hair transplant. Garth Brooks and LeBron James very clearly have the same hair plugs guy. Just on and on. So far, Garth hasn't commented on the hair plugs.
Those have been around for a long time. And I had that guy you see me in the pictures with from Florida, Rick Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
He had them in around 1980, and they've come a long way with that technology.
Yeah,
they hurt like hell.
Really?
Oh yeah. No, he'd have to take a week off. He was in so much pain.
No.
And then most of them would fall out anyway. They didn't always take.
They didn't always. Yeah. Hold.
It was kind of like my tomato plants last year.
Did Garth say? Did I hear him say he's Republican though?
He is. What I saw when I did some research into this, and you know, from an entertainer's perspective, you do have a right to decline an invitation. However, I've done some gigs in the past where you're hiring me as an entertainer. It's not my decision or piece to say what I think or anything. You're hiring me as an artist, not for a political statement or anything like that.
Was he at Trump's?
I don't know if he was at Trump's or not.
No.
I know Trace.
In fact, Trump had a hard time getting anybody to perform because
Trace Atkins
they didn't want to deal
did.
With the media reaction. You know? I don't even remember who played it.
My only thing to that is, since when did stars and athletes and all of this become the important factor of politics and who we vote for? But
good example of that on my Facebook page right now.
Yes. But, you know, Garth's comment was it was a time for unity. So I take that however you may. I personally probably would have declined the invitation, but that's just me.
And again, I reiterate, I don't know if I said it on, on this show or on the afternoon show, the worst fan behavior I've ever witnessed at any concert, at any point, was his.
Mm-hmm.
Men beating up women, women using the men's room. I've never seen anything like it. Expect that at a Woodstock, you know, that kind of thing where everybody's, you know, like...
A little bit, you know.
Chase needed one of those outfits you got in front of me right there this morning.
Hey, there's another Game of Thrones prequel in the works, you Game of Thrones fans, you.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Tales of Dunk and Egg.
Dunk
and now
egg.
This from Jay Scott.
Hi, I'm Jay Scott.
Hi, Jay.
And I'm here with this. A little word about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Greg. Dr. Jeff Pasley and the staff at Millbrook Family Chiropractic have been over there longer than over 12 years now. They've actually expanded. They got a bigger